Log Talk Radio.
With your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahuwah. Live, Yahuwah's Radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's Radio, Yahuwah's Ministry. I'll be your host by name, your seer, Israel, Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking the Biblical Mysteries of the Bible, part number 49. So we're just going to scroll down the international side and see who all joined us, and we'll get the broadcast running by bringing in our elders, let you know who brings this broadcast. We'll scroll down the international side and see how many international countries have logged in to this broadcast, part number 49, and all the slots are filled. That's 195 international countries all got a representative in for the nice broadcast. And that's a great thing. And what's flashing out of New York? 162-299. 162-299. All right, I'm going to bring our elder in. He'll let you know who bring his broadcast. And we'll take it from there. And we'll get ready for another episode, part number 49. All right, so when you meet the elder, well, our voice, you say, Elder Mr. Kills. Yahuwah be to that seed, right?
And Yahuwah. Bless your seer, Israel, the seed well. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hello, Yahuwah, Elder. Well, look like we got a fine audience in on the night, episode 49. All the slots are spilled for 195 international countries, so everybody got a representative in, and what's flashing out of New York. It's 162-299, 162-299. You take it from there, and we'll kind of catch a couple of these memos before we bring in Brother Makai and Brother Key Israel in before we get something going on. So you on the clock. Take your time. Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And looks like we have another good turnout of listeners that came to hear the words of Yahuwah. That's 162,299 listeners. And you know what? That's a good thing, because that shows me somebody want to hear some Thus Says Yahuwah. But the main thing, many or some people listening, I should say, they're trying to determine who is Yahuwah. That's one of the things that has to be gotten out there. We have a lot of new members, and so we do tell them that that's the original name, YHWH. I know I can't be the only one that's seen that some people go all their lives in deception, lies, and evil, and it becomes a normal way of life. Most of us see this. Their normal ways of life is in that fashion. The streets become their Yahuwah, and expressions of what sounds good becomes their Bible. Everything that sounds good, they want to take that for word of choice. And when they come to you or me, pulling us in the wrong direction, as we are people, we don't have that much time. We're only given one life and can only do 100% of what one man or one woman can do. The seer said people having good mood swings and saying certain verses in the Bible, well, they don't want to hear certain things. Most of them will have angered expressions for a righteous conversation. And in their face, you can see a curse, not realizing they're living on Yahuwah's grace and not their own. Satan gives blessings also, but only temporary, to make you do your evil deeds continuously. Yahuwah's blessings are forever, for long as you keep the faith in him. We look at what it says in Micah chapter 4, verse 5. Let's see what 5 says. 5, for all the people will walk in the name of his or her Yahuwah and we will walk in the name of Yahweh, our Yahweh, forever and ever. So we don't make good promises for Yahweh's ministry or righteous people with no Yahweh in mind, because the Bible tells us, when we look in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 27 and 28, let's see what that says. 27 says, withhold not that from them who it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. 28, say not to thy neighbor, go and come again tomorrow, and I will give it when you already has it by thee. Well, one thing I can tell you for sure, we do have the word of Yahweh by us all the time. We try to pull people away from the crying, moans, and groans. I read my favorite scriptures in the Bible, and I still feel uneasy, and I can't think of what I need to say. Well, we answered that also in 1 Maccabees, chapter 12, verse 9. 9 says, wherefore, also of that we in none of these things, that we have the righteous books of scripture in our hands to comfort us. So we have the righteous book, the book of Yahweh. It's not just scripture. It's the Bible. We read all the way from the beginning to the end. And each time we read it, we come up with different scriptures. People say, how can you get that much out of this one book, a Yahweh's word? It comes from connecting the books, your health. We even talk about foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. And we do this because you all have not. This is information that you came to seek. And now you have found that what you have sought and the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadah, will open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We generally don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a high day or a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is always Friday from current time, starting from 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine and right on that search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. When you click enter, just on the big line, you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you possibly might see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us who reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7, and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, your kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. When doing this, I always remind everyone to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30. And also when you read the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahweh Live. Also for building a school, which I see is very well needed. There's a lot of brothers and sisters out there need this educated word. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Yeah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you and family and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. Calendar is explained in biblical detail by scripture, what they are, when they begin, and when they end. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. Just enter three words, Yahweh Radio Live. And when you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses that the listening members can use. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is for writing your written opinions questions of a biblical subject answered or related topics. The other is YHDH, YSR, AEL at gmail.com, also for biblical subjects and related topics. We have a few phone numbers also you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is 319-527-6065. This is our live conference room number. The other is 224-600-5579. This is the international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Also, by calling the same number, you can order any particular 12 programs via the 12 tribes of Israel that we have on DVD. Any particular 12 programs. Just call that number, the international number. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show today at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time is repeated after 10:30. Easy to get to. Just enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yada. Just choose the program you were late logging into, or at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, one good note. During the normal Broad Talk broadcasts, Yahuwah's story will always continue to be transmitted simultaneously on Pal Talk. We will be listed on Pal Talk under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any of the on-the-table topics we discuss will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, writing as shotgun. During this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, the Elder will choose to block or restrict that misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. But remember, in our closing, we would like to say, as you keep the scriptures in mind, do not try to win the bump the gums contest. You will miss all the Yahuwah's glory which is said unto you. You have to remember, we're rehearsing the Righteous Act to learn the words of Yahuwah, as it says when you read the book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the Righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things back to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." So we can continue our learning and keep those things in our remembrance. Keep your Bibles open. Our lessons are just getting ready to begin. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, there. Elder Mr. Tibbs, exactly right. Exactly right. By looking at these memos, we just don't know where to go, but we know the best thing to do is stay in order on which way to go, but which way to go, we don't know which way to go, but the Bible knows which way to go. All right. Another episode, and we got a lot of questions and memos on the table, but that's a good thing, too. And one thing about it, the Six Anointed Camps is a path to show you whatever said we must read. So whatever said, whatever question you got, one thing about it, when we give an answer coming out of the Six Anointed Camps, it will be scripture-led. Got it? Good. Okay, now we are live on this broadcast. And also, we live on Pal Talk, too. We live everywhere. We live everywhere. So what we're going to do, we're going to go find Brother Makai Israel and bring him in, and we'll get things running. So when you meet your brother, for a loud voice you say, "Brother Micaiah Israel, Tribe of Yahdah Judah, Yahuwah be to you, I see right."
Yahuwah bless you, sir, the family Israel. Yeah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. All right, well, that's excellent. Let me see if we can find Brother T. Israel and see if we bring him in also. Brother T. Israel, Tribe of Yahdah Judah. Yahweh bless you there, Brother T. Israel.
Yahweh bless you there, Brother C. Israel of C. Royal. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. We, you know, he was told about you still investigating that biblical name. Is that so there, Brother T. Israel? You, I know you've done a lot of researching, and you trying to see who best you fit. So tell me one thing. Is you still on a request of finding out that name that corresponds with what you're doing today there, Brother T. Israel? Come on back.
Still thinking, let's see.
Excellent. Well, that's all I want to hear. You're still seeking, so that's the key. But we remember when that was brought up by Brother Micaiah, so we say, when you say you're still seeking, that's one thing about it. That means you're still moving forward, and that's a great thing. Brother Micaiah, tribe of Yahdah, Judah, Luke chapter 12, verse 12. If you can get going on there, Brother Micaiah, Israel, come out.
Book of Luke chapter 12. Verse 12. Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit said, teach you in the same hour what you are to say."
Exactly. In the very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you. See, that is the game changer. So always let the righteous spirit teach you on what we need to know, and that's the game changer right there. But Brother T. Israel, but that righteous spirit in the Wisdom of Solomon chapter 1:1-5, let's talk about it for a minute, Brother T. Israel. Let's talk about that righteous spirit, but we can be clear about it. In Wisdom of Solomon chapter 1:1-5. What did it say there, Brother T. Israel, take number 49, come on.
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 1-5. Love righteousness, you that be judges of the earth. Think of Yahweh with a good mind, pure mind, and a simplicity of mind seek him. Verse 2, he will be found of them that tempt him not, and show himself unto such as do not to trust him. Verse 5. For forward thoughts separate from Yahweh and his power when it is tried. Reprove it to unwise. Verse 4. Until a malicious person, wisdom to not enter, nor dwell in a bite that is subject to sin. Verse 5. For the righteous spirit of wickedness will feed his feet and remove it from thoughts that are without understanding, and will not abide when unrighteousness cometh in.
So one thing about it, see, when you say it's Luke 12:12, what you're doing, you inviting the Almighty in to be part of what you're doing. See, now once you say Luke chapter 12:12, that is an open invitation for the Almighty to come in to what you put on tape. And when you invite him in, now, one thing about it, you know, you open the door for many things when you invite him in. Now, he said, now, wait a minute. Didn't you just invite me in? Because Brother T. Israel, in the book of Acts, see, we're going to kind of make it plain that you just can't jump out there and say Luke chapter 12, verse 12. You jump out there and you say that, you're inviting the Almighty in to be part of what you're doing. Is that what you're doing? Now you go a case in point. Let's go to Acts chapter 19, and let's see what happened here when you just invite the mental spirit to come in to what you own. Let's see what got written in Acts chapter 19 about Israel. Let's pick it around by verse number 11, and we're going to read down to verse 17, but we're going to pause a couple times in between that. So when you say Luke chapter 12, verse 12, Then the reader say the righteous spirit would teach you in that very same hour. Okay, good. But let's see what's going on with observers standing by to hear that kind of statement. Acts chapter 19, pick up verse 11 down to verse 17. Brother T. Israel, come on.
Acts chapter 19, verse 11 to 17. And Yahuwah wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. Verse 12, so that from his body were brought into the sick handkerchiefs, sheets of aprons, and the disease departed from them, and the evil spirit went out of them. Verse 13, there's certain of the bigger brothers.
Wait a minute, brother. You said, what happened again? Back of that verse again, the what went out of them?
Back of the verse 10. Acts chapter 19, verse 12. So that from his body were brought into a sick hanker, sheets of aprons, and the diseases depart from them, and the evil spirits went out of them.
And the evil spirit left out from under, and the evil spirits left. Wait a minute now. Well, how do you get these evil spirits to, in the book of Adam and Eve, 27 verse 3, Brother T. Israel, how did this evil spirit got out from among you? In the book of Adam and Eve, 27 verse 3, can you help me out, Brother T. Israel? I don't know what we own right now, but I know we own something, and we'll find out in a minute. The first book of Adam and Eve, 27 verse 3 says what?
First book of Adam and Eve, chapter 27, verse 3, and it reads, he did place his throne near the mouth of the cave because he could not enter into it by reason of their prayers. And he shed light into the cave.
So one thing about it, the evil mental spirit cannot come and give you he'll give you no evil word if you got your Yahuwah right. That's what he's saying. So now, if the evil spirit came, what had to be brought up out of you, that means you had to pull away from the Almighty One, and you left room for the mental spirit, the evil mental spirit, to come on you and start ministering to you the way he spotted you. He spotted you, he was all bumping the gums, but your walk was not like your talk. So that's what happened. So one thing about the mental spirit, they will know, is your walk line up with your talk. So he'll know. So somebody, if that mental spirit was brought up out of them, that means they must have slipped somewhere for that to happen. I got to get a little bit more out of that, bro. Keep it coming right back there to this action. I got to get a little bit more out of that. In Matthew chapter 12, so see, especially the six of them on the campus, you have to be able to recognize everybody that you deal with from the pages of the book. You have to be able to, don't be a 724 judging by appearance, but you both be able to look in this book and see exactly what you're working with. We can hear the mouth, we can hear the talk, but the walk don't be right, according to the Bible. In Matthew chapter 12 there, Brother T. Israel, help me out in verse 43 down to verse 45. Let's see what we're working with. 43 down to verse 45.
Matthew chapter 12, verse 43 to 45. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. Verse 44, then he said, I will turn into my house. From this I come out, and when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept and garnished. Verse 45, then goeth he, take it with himself, seven other spirits, more wicked than himself. Then they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so, it be also unto this wicked generation.
Mm-hmm. Now, what he's saying? He's saying, this man was He was what, bro? G put him out. He was what was he doing there? In 5:7 in the book of Galatians. What was he doing that we can read? Because we heard a whole lot of, that's why I say you got to watch a person's testimony. Sometimes a testimony be one way, but the action be another way. Let's just say in Galatians 5:7, right here, Israel.
The book of Galatians, chapter 5:7, it reads, you did run well. Who you did hinder? Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth?
Uncle, you know, you catch the best on it. Best around testimony hours, they run well. They talk good. But if you watch them long enough, they don't line up with what's going on. See, one thing about a seed radio, if you want the Almighty to be with you in a time of need, the talks that come out your mouth, it must line up with your walk. And you'll know, because he'll give you that spirit to be able to really tie something in when your talk and your walk line up. Now, I need to get a couple more out of that, Brother T. Israel. I want to run to the back of the book. Well, not that far in the back of the book. I want to go and look at 1 Timothy 4:1-2. 1 Timothy 4:1-2. What did it say that, Brother T. Israel, C. Ray?
1 Timothy 4:1-2, and it reads, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some should depart from the faith, the covenant, belief, the word, giving heed to seducing spirits and teachings of devils.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 2. Speaking lies in the hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with hot iron.
Mm-hmm. Is that that's going to happen in the latter time? Because he says in 2 Timothy 3:1, can you help precept that, Brother King? And 3:1 and down to 3:1, 2 Timothy 3:1. So we land, it's something in it as we land out. That's why I say you have to watch the best of them from the pages of the book. And the third chapter, 2 Timothy 3:1, then skip down to 12, down to verse 14. What does it say there, Brother T. Israel? 2 Timothy 3:1-12 down to verse 14. Brother T. Israel, K49, come on.
2 Timothy 3:1, skip down verses 12 to 14. 2 Timothy 3:1. This know also, that in the last day perilous times shall come. Verse 12. Yea, and all that live Yahwali and Yahweh the Son shall suffer persecution. Verse 13. For evil man is seducer, so wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Verse 14. But continue you in the things which you have learned, and has been assured of knowing of whom you have learned them.
Mm-hmm. So you have to make sure you clear of what you have learned. He said continue on where you have learned this information from. Now let's run back to, it was a whole lot of great big talking going on in that act about you, Israel. There's a whole lot of big talking going on, but remember always when a lot of great big talking going on, remember the mental spirit, they always go back and check and see if you still running well. If they find out that you're not running well, there's no growth in you. Wait a minute. We know every time we see you, folks be so growthy, but every time we see you, you at a standstill. So that means something is hindering you. You're not running well. Because every time you show up on the scene, especially on Saturdays, feast days, and all that, people see growth in you. Growth. That's why all the six anointed camps is able to reach one another and give each other a word at least once a week to see where that growth is. Now give me a word. Now I'll give you a word Now give me a word for that growth, that build up that growth. And then we have to digress when we see you. We can go forward. Keep going forward. That's when we know you own something. So Paul was doing some things, and let's find out what else happened there, Brother Key Israel. So Paul was doing some things over there, and what was that again when Paul was putting his hand on him to get him all, everybody feeling good, catching them devils out of them. That means they had them slip, but they found a way to get back to get themselves straight. They knew how to get back and repent and get themselves back for the work. So in the 19th chapter there, Brother T. Israel, you read the final verse, but I'm out of here again. And with what Paul doing in verse 12, 19, 12 Acts.
Acts chapter 19, verse 12. So that from his body were brought into a sick handkerchief, sheets or aprons, and the disease departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them.
Call that going. And he said, and the disease, what did the disease do? Brother King Israel, what did the disease do?
Acts chapter 19, verse 12. So that from the body were brought into a sick handkerchief, sheets or aprons, and the diseases depart from them, and the evil spirits went out of them.
So evil spirit, so when you got a disease, you got a what in you, according to what you just got there reading? That's the what in you? They have to depart out of you. Oh, I got a disease. Oh, yeah? We just find out something along the way to find out something that once you got a disease, that is a what, according to that verse?
Evil spirit. Oh,
I hate that. You mean that when you catch them all stepped out on their back, all types of aches and pain on them, that's the devil in you. You got to get that devil out of you. So, hey, look. Oh, well, what's wrong with you now, brother, sister? Oh, I'm down again on my back. I'm down again. Well, that's the devil in you. Now you get offended. There's right there. See? There's right there in that verse right there. There's the devil in you. So when you find yourself all out of pocket in you, you mean is all out of those, that's the devil in you. So you got to recognize everybody from the page of the book. Because that's a evil disease. Because the devil is an evil disease. He'll get in you and cause you all kind of problems because of your own disobedience. So when you see yourself, you all stumbling all around and can't get straight, that's the devil is in you. You got to get that devil in you. But the doctors are calling it a evil disease. But really, we know from the pages of the book, that's the devil in you. Is that what we just got to read here? Read again there, Brother Key Israel, to make sure that's the devil in you. Because a lot of times you've been figuring out what's wrong. Hey, brother, why you can't get yourself straight? And you see you just crumbling all up, not understanding one thing. That's the devil in you. And the only way you can get that devil out of you, you got to come clean. That was the man is saying. Now, bring that verse out again there, Brother King Israel.
Acts chapter 19, verse 12. So that from his body were brought into a sick hanker, sheets or aprons, and the disease departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them.
So a disease to the body is a what that we can read there, Brother King Israel? What is that?
Disease.
What is the evil spirit of sickness of the body is what according to the Bible?
The devil.
That's what?
It's of the devil.
According to that book, what is that? What is that evil? What is that sickness in you is a what according to that scripture there? By King Israel?
Evil spirit.
Evil spirit. Let's get one more in. And let's see what was told to Ezekiel about the same thing. And let's see what can cause you to have that on you. Let's run to the 34th chapter of Ezekiel, Bubba King Israel. And see if we find out what causes these problems. In the 34th chapter, 1 down to verse 4. Matter of fact, you might want to read 5 just to make it sound good. The 34th chapter, remember the word called an evil disease. And let's see exactly what we can read in the 34th chapter, 1 down to verse 5. Ezekiel 34, 1 down to verse 5. What does it say there? Double T Israel.
The book of Ezekiel, the seer, chapter 34, verse 1 through 5. And the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, verse 2, Son of man, prophesied against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesied and said to them, Thus said Yahweh unto the shepherds, Woe be the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flock? Verse 3, You eat the fat, and you are clothed you with the wool. You kill them that are fed, but you fed not the flock. Verse 4, The disease you have not strengthened, neither have you healed that which was sick, neither have you bound up that which was broken, neither have you brought again that which was driven away, neither have you sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty have you ruled them. Verse 5, And they are scattered because there is no shepherd, and they become meat to all beasts of the field. When they were scattered.
You mean that Bible just told that? Now, you mean that Bible told that what causes the problem today, it's the leadership that you are under. The leadership got you at a diseased manner. We don't know what's going on today. We watching everything. Remember, we read, and last night lesson, the brother was showing the sister the problem that we in, and she didn't see it. She couldn't see it. And she thought that all that, what he was talking about, was talking about the one that put you in that position to show where her mind was at. But that's why you have to always make sure you clear. Got to understand this thing. The protocol of Yahweh is going to stand. We believe that like it is. Brother G. Israel, that was excellent on your part. That's a great opening. I'm going to run to Brother Micaiah. Now, Brother Micaiah, you know, I want to come back and take another peep at that again, Brother Micaiah. I want to come right back and take another shot at that one more time because I'm seeing something in here, and it's going to all unfold itself, Brother Micaiah. We're going right back to that 19th chapter. And we find out a whole lot of things. So this disease, that when you catch this disease, it's in a man or woman, that's the devil in them. And see, but Paul was casting them devils out of them. So Paul was casting devils out. That means they must have done something. Or they could be worthy for the devil to be cast out from you. But we're going to go back to Acts chapter 19, Brother Micaiah. And we're going to look right down at those that be standing by watching this thing unfold. They're watching Paul get busy. Let's see what happened in the 13th chapter, verse 13, the 19th chapter of Acts. All I need is one verse, and then we're going to see if we break out running and come back to it. Acts chapter 19, verse 13, Brother Micaiah, Israel, tribe of Yahdah, Judah, come out.
Brother back. Chapter 19, verse 13. Verse 13 reads, Then certain of the vagabond Jews, polluted word for Yahdah, polluted word Judah, exterus, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits. The name of Yahweh the Son, saying, We endure you by Yahweh the Son, whom Paul teaches.
Ecstasy. We You know, a program came back years ago called the Ecstasy, way back there. But wait a minute now. That's what Pharaoh, first you're reading of Brother Micaiah Israel. You might want to take your time and look at that again, because you see, it corresponds with 12, that when you got yourself all up into, where my back went out. Oh, this is wrong with me. That wrong with me. Always something wrong with you. Some that stand by just called it as is what they was looking at. And look what they said in verse 13 one more time.
Okay, the book of Acts, chapter 19, verse 13 reads. 13. Then certain of the vagabonds, Jews, polluted word for Yada Judah, Estrages, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of Yahuwah the Son, saying, we endure you by Yahuwah the Son, whom Paul teaches.
Wait a minute. They had evil spirits in them. Is that what you're reading in verse 13? Kind of helping me out a little bit. You mean these, and then verse 13, then certain of a vagabond, Yahdah Judah, ecstasy, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits. But what is the evil spirit called in verse 12? What is the evil spirit that we can read in 19, verse 12? Come again, that brother. Verse 12, what is the evil spirit that we can read, What is an evil spirit in the 19th chapter, verse 12?
It's the book of Acts, 12 reads. So that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the disease departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them.
So what is a disease to the body? Is a what?
It's an evil spirit.
I guess so. You mean you? In 34th chapter of Exodus there, that, you know, you're not like the preachers be saying, cannot get a witness. In Ezekiel 34 there, Brother Micaiah Israel, I just want to get a witness. So sometimes you see, and you see things, but you know, they'll say, well, you know, I'm trying to get on my feet, you know, this going on and that going on, but I'm still trying to get on my feet. In the 34th chapter, verse 1 and 4, can you help me analyze this Ezekiel 34, verse 1 and 4 there, Brother Micaiah? Help me analyze this 34 of Ezekiel, verse 1 and 4. Come on.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 34, verses 1 and verse 4. Verse 1 reads, and the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, verse 4, the disease have you not strengthened, neither have you healed that which was sick, neither have you bound up that which was broken, neither have you bought again that which was driven away, neither have you sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty have you ruled them.
What do the disease do in verse 3? What do the disease do in verse 3? It make you what?
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 34, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, you eat the fat, and you clothe you with the wool. You kill them that are fed, but you
wait a minute,
fed
wait
not
a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, Brother Micaiah. Mm-hmm. No, the question we ask, what do this disease make you do according to what we can read in the third line? What through the disease would you do that what we can read? It'll make you what?
Sick. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 34, verse 4.
That's it. You don't hit it. It don't need you beating it no more. The disease, when you got a disease and you got that devil in you, it's going to make you sick. So when you start going around, brothers and sisters, and they are always sick and always something going on, understand one thing. That's that devil in you, and you got to get that devil cast up out of you. That will make you sick. The devil is in you. So you got to find out what are you doing, because the devil only hangs around those that he found himself not in the word of Yahweh. We read that in 27, verse 3. See, we don't know why we went that way, but understand one thing. When you always catch yourself down, well, this got you down, understand that is Yahweh has sent the devil on you to have you into this sick mode, and that's a disease, but that's the devil in you. So you got to figure out how to get it out of you. See, a lot of times you always think you run the doc cook. He got the answer in his medicine bottle. No, you got to understand something. When you in that position, that's the devil in you that got you sick, that got you all can't figure it out, all fumbling around and stuff like that. See, you got to, we have to know. That's why it's very important. A couple of teachers on out of Camp One, or Brother Ken, Brother Micaiah. You got to be clear on how to look at things from the pages of this book. See, the pages of the book will tell you exactly what's going on if you don't do the 724. Make no call and call to St. John 734. Brother Micaiah Israel, what did it say in 734? Or St. John?
St. John, chapter 7, verse 34. Book of St. John, chapter 7, verse 34, verse 34 reads, "You shall seek me and shall not find me. And where I am, thither you cannot come."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, back up and give me 724. Make that 24. Thank you, that Brother Micaiah Israel. Make that 724.
Okay. The book of St. John, chapter 7, verse 24. Verse 24 reads, "Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment."
Mm-hmm. So what happened, you might look at a person's appearance, and you might make the call through the appearance. But he's telling you, especially in leadership, never make a calling because of the appearance. Because the talk can get out there, but you have to watch them carefully. You see the walk is not lined up with the talk. So let's run to Acts chapter 8 there. Because see, one thing about it, you have to be clear when you're looking at something, you know what you're looking at. Or certain things are happening before your eyes, you can't figure it out. Because you're judging by appearance. Now we're going to Acts chapter 8 there, Brother Micaiah. And we're going to look at verse number 4, get warmed up a little bit. And we'll take it on down. We'll read till we get our point. We're going to the book of Acts chapter 8. And we'll pick it up at verse number, what is it saying? 8 verse 4, and we'll read till we get our point. Brother Micaiah Israel, you'll be back on the clock. Come on.
Book of Acts chapter 8 verse 4. Verse 4 reads, "Therefore they that were scattered abroad went everywhere teaching the word." Verse 5. Then Philip went down.
Hold that point. Wait a minute now. Wait a minute, Brother Micaiah.
Hallelujah. What?
Read that verse again. Listen what this verse is saying.
Mm-hmm. The book of Acts, chapter 8, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, "Therefore they that were scattered abroad went everywhere teaching the word."
They went everywhere teaching the word, the one that was scattered. They went everywhere teaching the word, because they knew that once you had them broke off from under the leadership role, that you're going to be everywhere. So now he has to release, just like he's right now, he releasing the six anointed camps of borders over to his wife. That's why we must have the medicine that the scattered Israelites that wants to hear the truth to get some of them devils out of there. And all the way you'll get them devils out of you to be healed. Listen to me very carefully. The only way these devils going to come out of you to be healed. Let's run to 107 verse 20 of Psalms. See, the number one medicine, devil, to come up out of you, that'll make him flee. We got to go and precept that to 107 verse 20 of Psalms. Brother Micaiah, what did it say?
Book of Psalms, chapter 107, verse 20. Verse 20 reads, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction.
See, only thing going to hear you is the word. But only thing going to hear you is the word, see, right? See, the first thing we do, we break out running and try to look for Doc Cook. No. What will heal you is the word of the book or the word, the book will, when you recognize anointed leadership, they will hear your speech. And they'll tell you what you need to do according to the Yahweh. Let's run to the ninth chapter of Matthew. I'll come back to that action shortly. Let's run to the ninth chapter of Matthew for a minute. To make sure we clear, and that's why we're saying you up and coming teachers, you have to make sure you clear before you make a statement after you heard the mouth is going on. So, in the ninth chapter of the book of Matthew, you're going to get a second witness that in the ninth chapter, pick up the verse 1, there, Brother Micaiah, 9 verse 1. Because the reason why he's saying this, hold on a minute, it was a statement that the elder made a minute ago about the deception and so much they don't understand. But here's the point. How do we get them to understand? First of all, you got to recognize when you come to anointed leadership, they have to evaluate you from the mouth, not appearance, on what you're working with. Then the Bible would tell you, once you're on the right track, what medicine do they need? Everybody can take the same medicine. You can't get the same bottle for everybody. Some people need a little different, but you got to first watch everybody from the pages of the book, and then you be able to start tying this thing in from the pages of the book. Like in the ninth chapter, pick up verse 1. Let's see what it says in Matthew 9, pick up verse 1.
The book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, and he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. Verse 2. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Yahweh the Son, seeing their face, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer. Your sins be forgiven you.
Wait a minute.
Verse 3.
Wait a minute, Brother Micaiah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, look up the definition of palsy. What is that? He just said, what is palsy? What is that? What did he say? In verse 2, behold, they brought a man sick with the palsy, lying in a bed. And you know the palsy will have you lying in the bed. We clear about that.
Mm-hmm.
But what is it talking about? The palsy. Which one of y'all got that? Pull that up there, Bucky. You got it? You got it? Pull that up. Let's see if we take the picture on what are you talking about? It was a man that had the palsy, and now we see what it make you do. It'll make you lie in a bed, lie on a bed. That what it do. We clear about that part. What that supposed to mean? We can read. Come on.
Okay, the definition of palsy. Okay, palsy is effect with paralysis and involuntary tremors. Let me see another meaning of palsy.
Oh, so the palsy will cause you have a tremor on you? And what else? Anything more? What else does it make you do? That we can read.
Okay, palsy. That's another one. It says a condition that is marked by uncontrollable tremor or quivering of the body of one or more of its parts.
Oh. So what you're saying, when you got the palsies, it is really pointing toward you are unstable in your balance. The palsies mean you unstable in your balance. That was the palsies is. So the person got the palsies, this person was unstable in his balance, so he was in the bed because, like I said, again, if he start moving around, he got to watch himself because he'll end up standing out in the middle of the street somewhere. That was a palsy deal. Is that what we're getting so far, Brother Makai?
Hallelujah. It was. Indeed.
Okay, good. Now, but the palsies, according to Yahweh, it is a what, according to verse 3? What is the palsies, according to Yahweh? The palsies. They have you stumbling all around or shaking, that you have to have more time in the bed than up. What is that according to what Yahweh says here in verse 2?
Okay. The book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 2. Verse 2 reads, and behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Yahweh the Son, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, forgiving you.
What? So what is palsy?
Sin.
Hey, that's a... You mean that's sin? And it'll make you what again? To be lying in the bed to make you what?
Tremor. Shake. Unstable to...
Sick.
Hold your balance.
Make you sick. It'll make you sick. It'll make you sick. Somebody got always got to make sure they keep a close eye on you because you might stumble out somewhere. Got to always hold on to you. But the point I'm saying, the problem is, and Yahweh seeing that their faith, that means they believe. Because they believe to get if I get in the right position, this can be removed from me. So all of a sudden now they came to them and said, wait a minute. Man was brought in the bed. He was but Yahweh seeing him, the son, seeing that his faith. That means he believed. He believed what? What did he believe? We can read. Let's go to Acts chapter 5. What happened? See, a lot of times you have to watch or keep saying, especially you teachers, sitting on the council. You got to watch this Bible real carefully. A lot of times people being moved, swings because they sick. And what'll get you sick? Now, Brother Israel, I'm going to be looking for Nicodemus 15. I'm going to be looking for Nicodemus 15, and you do all you can to have it there before I get what I'm doing. Nicodemus 15. Now, so now you got to have your mind right. Your mind got to be right to understand this right here. So this is what they knew. So they heard that Yahweh the Son was coming. In a boat. So everybody got their sick and everything else, and it's trying to get closer as they can to Yahweh the Son. So in the book of Acts chapter 5, there, Brother Micaiah, let's see what it was at in verse 12, and they knew to get well. They know they had to get well. And we can read down and see exactly what was they thinking before the coming of Yahweh the Son. Let's look at the fifth chapter of Acts, pick around by verse 12.
Okay. The book of Acts, chapter 5, beginning at verse 12. Verse 12 reads, "And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord."
Stop it there. You see it? So when the followers got, but the ones that came, they made sure they got to a specific place. Because a lot of times people want to be where they want to be at, but they knew, no, these people got to where they got, where they got to again. According to what you read.
The book of Acts. No. Five,
they all was one accord well. They was all accord well, brother kids. I mean, brother Micaiah, where was they at? They all got to a place that we can read in the last line. We don't need all of it. We want to find where they was at.
It's on a temple.
They was all one accord at Solomon's porch. That what it is. So they got to Solomon's porch. Now what's that supposed to mean? You got to precept your Bible and see what this supposed to mean. They all got to Solomon's porch. What that supposed to mean that we can read? Back up to Acts chapter 3. Let's see what they're talking about. What is this Solomon's porch they're talking about? So they all knew he was coming. And they got to Solomon's porch. Let's look at 3:1, and then let's get down to verse 8, down to verse 11. Let's find out a little bit more about this Solomon's porch. So they knew one thing. They knew the Almighty Son was, and they knew to get to Solomon's porch. Because they believed that they could get there, they could be healed. What is this Solomon's porch at that we can read? We go on to Acts chapter 3, verse 1, 8, down to verse 11. What does it say?
The book of Acts chapter 3, verse 1, 8, down to 11. Verse 1 reads, "And Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And the leaping up stood and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising Yahuwah." Verse 9, "And all the people saw him walking and praising Yahuwah." Verse 10, "And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him." Verse 11, "And as the lame man which was healed, Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon, greatly wondered."
Ain't that something? You see that Bible telling story? See, the Bible telling story, see, right? That's what we keep saying. Listen, it's no need. The talk is over with. So we know they knew he was coming by boat. So you know where Yahweh the Son was coming to? He was coming to Solomon's porch. Now we put the word in called the temple. Because we can go back to 3, because that's what my man said, well, what you mean, Solomon's porch? How you gonna call the temple? And you got verse 3, that's exactly what's going on. So they knew how to get to the temple. They got there. Now, and now when they got there, now you see all the big dignitaries that had the blessing of Yahweh, they were there too. And the peoples started doing what in the fifth chapter? So they all knew how to get to where they need to be at They knew that. So now we know now when we read verse 12, we can put it in Solomon's porch is the temple of Yahweh. Good. Now, verse 13. This is what verse 13 say. Verse 13 says what?
The book of Acts. You're going back to chapter 5, right?
Yes, sir. Back to verse 13.
Chapter 5, verse 13. Verse 13 reads, And of the rest, there is no man join himself to them, but the people magnify them. 14. And believers were the more added to Yahweh, multitudes, both of men and women. Verse 15. And so much that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on the beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow their
care.
That's
it. You nailed the point down, Brother McGarry. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. So they knew if they could get to the temple and they can catch them big dignitaries coming there, all they want to do is get close enough at the temple to touch his garment with them fringes on it. And they knew that faith, they believe to be healed. They'll believe they will be healed. So you see how it's so important to understand something. You can't meet Yahweh the way you want to meet Yahweh. You open yourself up for Yahweh to continue to keep plaguing you until you line up with what this man got written in his Bible. He ain't making no move until he can recognize you from the page of the book. They knew if they can get to the temple, well, Peter and John was coming. Yahweh the Son was coming. If they could just touch them fringes at the temple, in their mind, they knew they'll be healed. They knew because we read in the 27th chapter, verse 3, in the book of Adam and Eve, Satan cannot bother you. He can't come in if you got your talk like your walk. Satan had to stand out in 27 verse 3. Couldn't come in. He couldn't put his deadly diseases on you, that what you call today. And that deadly disease got a name of a call today. And the Bible's called pestilence. Now it's called COVID. Huh? So now the new name for it is COVID, which is a sickness, which is a disease, meaning the devil don't got a hold to you. Because your talk do not line up with your walk. All that was in that right there. But then Yahweh told him something. Now, he said in 5:14 of St. John, he said, now y'all made it. You really believe this thing. But I'm going to tell you something right now. Y'all waited for me to get on that boat and come on to the temple. I'm here. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to look your eyeball to eyeball and tell you something in 5:14 of St. John. What did he say?
The book of St. John, chapter 5, verse 14. Verse 14 reads, after Yahweh the Son finding him in the temple and said to him, behold, you are made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto you.
You the man just said? So when you find yourself fumbling all around, mean spirit as a yard dog, always murmuring, backbiting, complaining, that's the devil on you. You have to recognize that the devil on you, and you want to get that devil cast out of you. But you only can do it with the way he got it written in his book. You have to believe that you can be healed. But them wicked thoughts in your understanding, your mind, you have to get that devil out of you. But I want you to get that devil out of you. Let's go back to the ninth chapter. Hey, Brother Key, you got my Nicodemus 15 waiting on me? Brother Key, Israel. You got my Nicodemus 15 waiting on me?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Well, yeah, right. And see, I like that. See, I like what I'm hearing. Now, we're going out to the ninth chapter. And pick it up at verse number. We find out now the palsies coming all around. That's the devil on you. And that is, that make you sick. Meaning, Yahweh turned the Mr. Sinful man on you and got you where you all out of balance. So you got to examine yourself then. You catch yourself all out of balance. Well, you got to always have somebody be holding on to you and keeping a fish eye on you. That's the devil on you. Now you got to find out how to get the devil off you. That's all we're saying. According to what we can read. So now, conversation continuing, verse 3. And what happened 9, verse 3? Because now, the war devil standing by, they heard Paul doing some great big things. Now here go the preachers, the bishops, they all of a sudden seeing what Yahweh said. He said, my son, be of good cheer. Thy sin, that sickness, that palsy, be forgiven thee. Now look at that. Yeah, be forgiven thee. But now here goes, we read 34th chapter of Ezekiel 1, 2, 3, 4. Here come the ones that, you know, holding them down. And look what they say in their mind in verse 3. 9, verse 3 of Matthew. What they say in their mind?
Book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, and behold, certain of the scribes and within themselves, this man blasphemeth.
You see that? You see that? This man just blasphemed. This man just blasphemed. He's blaspheming. Now, remember, they're not talking to him, period. They're not talking, period. Mm-hmm. But they is talking. See, you can watch a person's action on what he don't do. And your words should be real plainly on what you own. Huh? Next verse. Listen to this.
The book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 4. Verse 4 reads, and Yahweh the Son, knowing their thoughts, said, wherefore think you evil in your mind?
You see that? So Yahweh know your thoughts. So Yahweh know your thoughts. You can be sitting there, Yahweh know your thoughts. He said, you over there. Now they were skinning and grinning, you know, when he came past, you know. And but he know their thoughts. He knew they was wicked as all out though. He knew their thoughts. So you see what you're dealing with? You're dealing with a man that know your thoughts. And all the way we can find out what you made up by watching from Page's book. But this man already knows your thoughts on what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, you know. And that's why that tape was written in the last night lesson. It was showing you that sometimes you have to, if you mean good, you have to make sure you clear that you don't let personality get you from the goal of the truth. You know, if you mean good, don't let personality be your ruin. Understand the words that's coming out of the sixth anointing count. It's what's going to get you back on your feet for Yahweh to intervene in your life. Because if anything ailing you, that's the devil. You want the devil out of you, right? Then why don't you try to do something this man got rid in his Bible? Because right now he made a profound statement. But Micah, this is what he says in Ezekiel. Come right back. Let's go to Ezekiel for a minute. Because this is what he says. In Ezekiel. He made a profound statement in Ezekiel concerning the people of the book. He says this to them in 14 verse 1, and then we'll skip down to verse 5 and 6. He was talking to the seer. So you know, always you send the middle of the spirit to the seer. And this is what he says in verse 1, 2, 5, and 6. This is how he operates. So all that be saying and doing, it don't work like that. This is how it works that we can read. In the 14th chapter, verse 1, 2, 5, and 6. Let's see what's going on and we can read. Ezekiel 14, 1, 2, 5, and 6 says what?
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 14, verses 1 and 2, verses 5 and 6. Verse 1 reads, then came certain of the elders of Israel unto me, and said before me, verse 2, and the word of Yahuwah came unto me, saying, verse 5, that I may take the house of Israel in their own mind, because they are all estranged from me through their idols. Verse 6, therefore say unto the family of Israel, the house of Israel, thus says Yahuwah, repent, turn yourselves from your idols, and turn away your faces from all your abominations.
So you see, he said, they all are strange for me. He said, I can't recognize them. I cannot recognize them. And that's what, and if you take last night, take and put it together, you understand what he's saying. We don't digress on that. But he said, I can't recognize them. Because everywhere I show them that the blessing is at, they don't pay it on their mind. I went step by step and shown the children of Israel, this is the way and this is the blessing. But we refuse to do the blessing part. We'll do the appearance thing, and then we want to know, well, why always we take two steps up and fall back five? Because you got to do what is written. For Yahuwah to be seen over you. He's not going to be seen over you unless you in order. But the order he's talking about is the pages of the book. Now, we're going back to Matthew chapter 9. Now, we read Matthew chapter 9. And so he pointed out that that man laying in that bed got the palsy. He's sick. He told him, be of good cheer, sick man, because that's sin on you. And sin is the devil himself. We read that. So all that is the devil on you. So now you want to figure out how to get the devil off of me. Because the devil is the one that we just talk about. Hold that one now. I got to bring it in right now. Come on now, Bubba Keith. Let's bring that in now. Let's bring it in right now in the 15th chapter of Nicodemus. Listen. This is this conversation going on. Pick up at the top and keep going and read a little bit. Go ahead.
The book of Nicodemus, chapter 15, verse 1. For all the saints were rejoiced to behold Satan, the prince, and the captain of death, carried to the prince of hell. Verse 2.
Wait a minute. Hold on a minute. Come on, brother. Don't got happy again. Wait a minute. What did you just say again? Read that verse 1 again. What did you say again in verse 1?
The book of Nicodemus, chapter 15, verse 1. Where all the saints were rejoicing, behold, look, Satan, the prince and captain of death, said to the prince of hell.
Ain't that something? The captain of death. Oh, you see that? So you see, now you see he's the captain of death. He's the captain of death. He's the captain of these sickness that you call COVID, which is a pestilence, disarray in the brain. That's Satan's department. Do you understand that? Satan and what would you say in that verse 1? That is their department, see, right? So when you see you got that spirit on you, understand, recognize the sickness you got on you. You got the devil on you. Because you know what Yahuwah said? Hold that point. Bo Micaiah. What did Yahuwah say in Matthew 22? See, you got to recognize something. See, everybody want to be sugarcoating and playing around with it, but sitting on the Catholic tell you exactly what it is. But now you're going to find, what can I do about it? Can we tell you what you got to do? That you can read. We don't want to tell you what you can read, but you got to recognize something. Stop sugarcoating things. That's the devil on you, sister. That's the devil on you, brother. Because Yahuwah made it plain in 22, Brother Micaiah, verse 32, He'll make this plain to you. Look what he said in 22, verse 32.
The book of Matthew, chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? The book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 32 reads, I am Yahweh of Abraham and the Yahweh of Isaac and the Yahweh of Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. Yahweh is not the Yahweh of the dead, but of the living.
So you see out there in Jamaica, you see over there in most of the Muslim camps, they're worshiping the dead man Muhammad. Dead man Muhammad either at Islam, the dead man Muhammad over there in Saudi Arabia, and in Jamaica they worshiping the dead man Marcus Garvey, and what the singer name? His name. Wait a minute. Why are you doing so much? Yahweh say, I'm not the Yahweh of the dead. If you're dead, listen, understand one thing. When you shut down the devil, I'm shut you down. Because that's all the devil will do, shut you down. He will put sickness on you, get you disembobulated, get you all thumbing all around, and then when he gets, then he'll deliver you all the way up. That's why it says plain in verse 29. What? Listen, verse 29. Read, Brother Mackay.
Book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. Verse 29 reads, Yahweh the Son answered and said unto them, you do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahweh.
See, and that's what we do. We err because we don't know the scriptures. Once you dead, you no longer in the looks, and Yahweh is not looking over you. He's not looking over grandmama or Uncle Pete or nobody. That is not his department. Let's read a little bit of it. Come on, Brother T, watch this. Go back, Brother T. You on something. Go ahead. You read that verse 1 again. Keep reading. Listen to this.
The lost book of Nicodemus, chapter 15, verse 1. All the saints were rejoicing. Behold, look, Satan, the prince and captain of death, said to the prince of hell. Verse 2, prepare to receive Yahweh the son of Nazareth himself, who boasted that he was the son of Yahweh the father, and yet was a man afraid of death, and said, my life is sorrow, even to death. Verse 3, besides, he did many injuries to me, and to many others, but those whom I made blind and lame, and those also whom I tormented with several devils, he healed by his word.
Wait a minute.
Yay.
Wait a minute, Bucky. Now, this is a conversation going on between Satan and his evil member spirit. They do some conversation. He got rank, too. See, I don't know why you don't understand that rank. Everybody got rank. And we tell you about you guys getting all about rank. Even the devil got rank. He got rank now. Now he's talking to his rank. Look what he said in that verse 3 to his rank. Listen real good. Bring it out again now.
The lost book of Nicodemus, chapter 15, verse 3. Besides, he gave many injuries to me and to many others, for those whom I made blind and lame, and those also whom I tormented with several devils. He healed by his word. Yea.
Thank you, Brother. Hold on, Brother T. So blind, lame, sick, all these things, who's the author of all that we can read? What? You just read. He said, I made them blind, lame, and I made them all type of things. He said, but and then we read already in that 107 verse 20. I don't think gonna hear you the word. You take old Doc Cookman. Well, you know, I take a lot of herbs now. Yeah, okay, take all the herbs you want. But hold that point. Pull that verse out there for me, Bucky. About all the herbs, you can take all the herbs you want, but that ain't gonna cut it. But again, pull it out for me, Bucky Israel. See, Brother T. Israel, Tanya, they the up-and-coming teachers out of Camp One. And our job is to make sure they're on the right track and know how to take care of this business. Because what I'm saying about it, see, right here, when we get in order, we come and get, and not that, and who we're going to come and get is the WCC, the 500 million members. But we can take care of business, but we got to get in order. We got to recognize everything in the page of the book. Nothing don't amaze us because we go in the book and see exactly. But that brother might say, yeah, I'm a great herb taker. I just take my herbs and everything. I'm eating all green food and everything else. But what did Yahweh tell the wise man in the world about that speech? Brother Keith, what did he tell the wise man? What did the wise man in the world that Yahweh told him to put in the book about that speech? Come on.
Okay, Wisdom of Solomon. Okay, the book of Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 16, verse 10. For it was neither herb nor modifying plaster that restored them to health, but your word, O Yahweh, which healeth all things.
You hear that? Oh, I'll take all the herbs. I'm eating better now. I'm eating green food. I'm doing everything. Okay, good. You're doing all that stuff, honey. But you don't got out of order. It does say Yahweh. So what heals you according to Yahweh? I mean, that's a great thing. That's the way you're supposed to eat. Green stuff and everything else. But you can't oil the water and hold back the wet. What is that again? What's really healing you, that brother T. Israel?
Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 16, verse 12. For it was neither herb nor a modifying plaster that restored them to health, but your word, O Yahweh, which healeth all things.
Did we read that in 107, verse 20? See, sometimes you be throwing a lot of verses out. We don't know where they're going and how they're going. But we know Yahweh always, when you invite me in with Luke 12:12, you saying, oh, you invite me in? Yeah, I'm inviting you in. Okay, good. But you got to make sure you're 37:12. Read that, Brother McGuire. You got to make sure you're 37:12. When you invite him in, make sure you're 37 verse 12. There's no other no Luke 12:12 unless you are Sirach 37 verse 12. What does it say that, Brother McGuire, Israel?
The book of Sirach, chapter 37, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, But be continually with the Yahwali man, whom you know is to keep the Torah instructions of Yahweh, whose mind is according to your mind, and will sorrow with you if you shall miscarry.
Mm-hmm. So what that supposed to mean? Let's go to Sirach 36:24-25, Brother Micaiah. See, that's what I'm trying to tell you. It's the way you got to be, and if y'all can need relationships, it's the way the relationship got to be. See, the reason why a lot of women end up with all these baby daddies and all these radio is because the bottom line, they failed to make sure the man is a 37:12 man. And you're not going to catch a 37:12 man because he wearing a suit and at the lawyer's office and his attorney. You don't catch a Yahwali man until you get to one of the six anointed camps of Blessed of the Israelites. So you don't catch him because he don't roll past and blow his horn at you. Because he blow his horn on you, he'll say, well, you'll say, where you going? So I'm going to one of the six anointed camps of Blessed of the Israelites. Now you say, oh, okay. But if you find out he's going every direction other than that, then you don't know him keeping the Torah instruction. And the reason why, then we'll say, well, one thing about it, look at this book. We can't call that hand because we don't see it. And none of the camps report that he's there. So we can't approve of what you're talking about. Because we know it's not going to work because he made it plain, hold that point, in Amos 3, verse 3. He made it plain in Amos 3, verse 3. That's why you listen, you those of the six anointed counselors, it's plainly read exactly what to do. Amos 3, verse 3 says what? Brother Micaiah.
Book of Amos, chapter 3, verse 3. Verse 3 reads, can two walk together except they be agreed?
See, when two walk together, you got to be on the agreement. Well, what is old man you talking about? Well, he ain't here. Well, he around the corner somewhere. Well, I'll tell you one thing. If he don't pick 37 verse 12, because he's going to be in one of the six anointed camps, getting word up. Going to be getting word up. So, and that's why they tell you firstly and throughout 6 verse 7, and that's why you can avoid all this baby mama and baby daddies and all that. You can avoid all that if you seek the counseling first. Because these men is running roughshod. Because remember, in the last night lesson, I told you what will happen to this man. You see the plan that been put on him, but all the way out of it, he got to find a six anointed camp and come in with big ears and little mouth, and then we'll start straightening him up so to be able to help himself first. Because two cannot walk together unless they agree. And Sirach 6, verse 7, Brother Micaiah says what?
The book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, if you would get a friend, prove him first or her first, and be not hasty to credit him or her.
Prove him first. And how you prove him? You just get to go on to one of them sitting on the camp. Now, if they show up there, okay, they showed up. And then they recognize 32 verse 7, Deuteronomy. Now, this is how you prove this man. You first of all, you see where he's going. If you see he get prepared to go to one of the six anointed camps, that's a good step. He said, one thing about it, who this guy you met? Well, I met him coming out of one of the six anointed camps and going to it. Oh, you did. Yeah. That sounds pretty nice. That sounds pretty nice. We know that's on the right track. See, a lot of times you're going to be in a position to be one day that your offspring is going to grow up. And they're going to say, well, who did you talk to on the telephone? Well, this is, I kind of like this old guy. Well, you kind of like this? You kind of like him? Yeah, I kind of like him. But, you know, he's smart. He's too like me. Oh, okay. But I don't never see him at number six location. Yeah, you tell him. So I don't approve what you're on. See, I don't approve what you're on. That's why you have to make sure you clear and know what to watch for. You watch them all from the pages of the book. If you want to have a successful relationship in your family to come, your family after family, make sure they are present and they understand what leadership is all about. If they do not have a father, mother, whatever, understand what leadership is all about. And what is it all about in 32 verse 7, Brother Mackay, what is it all about? Deuteronomy.
Look at Deuteronomy, chapter 32, verse 7. Verse 7 reads, remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, and he will show you. Your elders, and they will tell you.
You see it? And that's why it's so important for those that carry the professional titles of Thus Says Yahweh is be present, because they got to ask questions and they're supposed to find you where they can find you to get the answer. Because David made it plainly in 7:3-17. Look what David said. And this guy going to be king over Israel forever, even when he woke back up out of the dead. But look what David made sure that he did by being king over all Israel in 7:3 verse 17. What did he say?
in the book of Psalms, chapter 73, verse 17. Verse 17 reads, until I went into the temple of Yahuwah, then understood I therein.
Mm-hmm. See, we'd be able to tell you about what you're working with from a reaction if we can see them. See, when we can see them, we are putting through a strain of test on the page of the book. And we'll watch that growth, and we'll let them know once you make this commitment, we can tell you the relationship you're trying to work with, because the two of you must be on the same page. You got to be on the same page. That's step one. Well, what is made that you're talking about? Well, now my mate didn't come. Huh? But we know we plan on doing something. Well, what do you plan on doing? You better find your way down to one of them places that don't deal with it because let me show you why. Come back to the roof. See, we don't know why we own structures like this, because Yahuwah will tell you what time it is. See, when we know you working with something, we know that in the book of Ruth there, see, this is the spirit we're talking about. When we ask the question, well, where is person he's doing all this good talking about? What is it? Then we'd be in the Bible looking at Ruth chapter 1. Let me see if I find Ruth chapter 1 myself and peep at it, around about 1:16. Ruth chapter 1, verse 16. So, you know, see, he'll talk to you in that old big head of yours. If he has sound pretty good, sir, but now it's time you bring in Ruth. Okay, we're going to bring in Ruth. Chapter 1, and see if we're around my verse 16. I don't know where Ruth at in this old book, but I know it's somewhere. Where Ruth at there, Brother Micaiah? Where is old Ruth at?
Ruth is right after Judges, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Right after Judges. Okay.
I think it's right after Judges.
I'm going to tell you why I said that to you. Run back to Exodus. I'm going to tell you why I said that to you there, Brother Micaiah. I said that for a reason. I'm going to show you why I said that to you. Go back to Exodus chapter 4. Now, I said that for a reason. Let me go back to Exodus chapter 4. Let me show you why I said that to you. In the fourth chapter of Exodus there, Brother Micaiah, that was said for a reason. Exodus chapter 4, and we're going to look at 4. Pick it around verse number 1. Exodus 4:1.
The book of Exodus, chapter 4, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, and Moses answered and said, but behold, they would not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice. For they will say, Yahuwah hath not appeared unto you. Verse 2.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, let me get in there. He said, they're not going to believe me, Yahuwah. So they're going to not go talk to them. They're not going to believe me if I say Yahuwah appeared to me. Then what happened next?
In your hand. And he said, hey,
Hold on. So you see, sometimes I might ask a question, I might have an answer. Close to 100% of the time, I might have an answer. But I might ask the question just to see if I can get an answer. Like he said, he asked, now Yahuwah, all his power, asked, no. He said, what's that in your hand? What's that in your hand? And what do you think?
That rod.
You know the big Yahuwah knew that. That's what I'm saying, see, right? Sometimes when old seer be asking, what did you do? What did you just say again? What did you say? I mean, sometimes he be asking a thing already just trying to get your reaction on knowing that the book support that I may ask you a question. And just like he asked the question, what's that in your hand? He knew what he had in his hand. All
right.
He knew what he had in his hand, but he asked the question to see where his mind was at. Is your mind in this thing? So sometimes we be, because you know, a lot of times, brothers and sisters, be just, you're going to just read up everything. Whoa, whoa, whoa. This stuff, going to do a lot of reading, wasn't it? Whoa, we're reading up, because you got a whole lot of meat on that bone up in that verse. So before you do a whole lot of reading, man, now listen, do you know what you just got through reading? Or like I said, in the 8th chapter, verse 29, 30 to 31, he said, Bubba, I see you read, but do you know what you read? So you got to watch the ones that do a whole lot of reading, but then you ask the questions. You're like that big-time, that big executive in that yesterday broadcast was at. She could read up anything and quote anything, but she, and he asked her a question, well, who are these people that went through all these troubles and in bad shape? She said, who is this? Is the European white? European white? That what you got out of that? Yeah. No. Talking about you and me. Oh. But she has enough spirit to understand one thing. That, oh, okay. That's why you got to have your partner got to be teachable. Because you know all of A's through Z's and everything else, but they got to come clean with one thing. They must be teachable. When you tell them something about being a Yahwali man, they supposed to believe what you say by you being a Yahwali man. But you have to be a Yahwali man to show, we know you read. Just like last night, we heard, she was, and he asked her a question. Not to get offended, but what is going on here? Oh, that was the Europeans in bad shape. No, one baby. That was me and you. That, but then once she caught it, she put all the degrees down and said, oh, okay, that's the spirit you want to be around. Not every time you have somebody got to give you a comeback because you trying to show them what time it is. No comebacks. Understand Yahweh put the blessing on the male to be able to work with his better half, according to us as Yahweh. But you must be a thus says Yahweh man. And that's why these women stopped grabbing because he got 13, 14 shoes on and a washboard stomach. Because they ain't going to last forever. You better make sure the man is a Yahweh man. That when you're a type, you get there for you. And that's why you have to be coached properly and submit to get this understanding. And you'll see a better day. To be a help others. I want to read now, back to Ruth. Yeah, come on back to Ruth. So this is what you want to hear. Now, this is what you want to hear when you grab a mate. This is what you want to hear come out their mouth. Until it come out their mouth, you're in a world of trouble. But once you hear this out of their mouth, 16 and 17, that's another sign that you're on the right track. What is saying 1:16 and 17 now, Brother Micaiah?
The book of Ruth, chapter 1, verse 16 and verse 17.
Yeah, what does it say?
Verse 16 reads, treat me not to leave you or to return from following after you. For whether you goest, I will go. And where you longest, I will log. Your people shall be my people and your Yahweh my Yahweh. Verse 17, where you die, I will die, and there will I be burnt. Yahweh do so to me, and more also, if aught but death, but death part you and me.
Mm. Now you bring one of that to one of the anointed leadership about what your better half on said, and they talk like that, then you know you got our attention. Oh, yeah. Because we know one thing, you have done a Numbers 30, verse 1 and 2. See, you want that. Listen, let me tell you something. To avoid a lot of punishment, when you get a mate, if your mate says this to you, then you make sure you go down to Numbers 30 verse 1 and 2. But she make that statement. She said, look here, whatever you own, I'm on. Whatever you go, I go. Whatever will be said, your relatives, I'm with that. I said, I want to tell you, I don't want to go around with your kid, folks, at all. Well, wait a minute. No, if you hear that kind of statement, you going around your kid, folks, I'm going too. If you, wherever they lay you down at, I'm already on told them, lay me down right next to you. Now, if you hear all that, then you tell, well, look, woman, you sound pretty good to me. You know, before I start putting a do not disturb sign on the door, I'm going to take it to number 30, verse 1 and 2, and get it out the way. What does it say in number 30, verse 1 and 2?
The book of Numbers, chapter 30, verses 1 and 2. Verse 1 reads, and Moses spake unto the heads of the tribe concerning the family of Israel, saying, this is the thing which you, Yahweh, have commanded. Verse 2, if a man violate vow unto Yahweh, or swear an oath to bind his person with a bond, shall not break his word. He should do according to all that proceeded out of his mouth.
Yeah. So all you want to do is that good old talk be told in your ear. Whatever I'm on, she on. Whatever I'm about, she about. That means, go back to Sirach 7:26. But Micaiah, 7:26.
Book of Sirach. Chapter 7, verse 26. Verse 26 reads, has you a wife after your mind? Forsake her not. But give her not yourself over to a light woman.
Mm-hmm. Read that again.
The book of Sirach, chapter 7, verse 26. Have you a wife after your mind? Forsake her not. But give not yourself over to a light woman.
What that supposed to mean in Sirach 36:25?
Sirach 36:25. Okay. The book of Sirach, chapter 36, verse 25. Verse 25 reads, where no hedge is, there the possession is for. And he that have no wife will wander up and down mourning.
He said, well, no hedge there, it's going to be spoiled. So, I mean, if you do not go through these series of testing to see what you're working with, and then you find out later on what you're working with, then you'll find out that, no, you have to make sure you put it on a table and see what kind of demeanor by putting it on the table. I don't care if there might be a judge or a professor at Yale University somewhere. But when it comes down to this Bible, you have to make sure you clear that these statements that you say out your mouth, it got to hold up before and between and afterwards. And the same thing about the 37:12 man, got to make sure that he's a 37:12 man. It got to be been there and after. You don't be a 37 man to get somebody, and all of a sudden now you'll be a hell raising group. You got to remain a 37:12 man. Now back to verse 24. 36:24.
The book of Sirach, chapter 36, verse 24. Verse 24 reads, he that getteth a wife beginning a possession, a help like unto himself, a pillar of rest.
So if you do get a mate, it's your possession, and it's a pillar of rest to you. To you, a pillar of rest, not a hell raiser. If you got a hell raiser on your hand, then that's not lining with the Bible. There's right there, verse 24. His possession is a help like unto you. What you own, she's own. That's it. Let's get one more on that in the regular book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 4, verse 9, the regular book, and come back to verse 8. Because he's trying to get away from it. See, I can say, you never know what we're going to bring on these 6 nights a week. Remember, no broadcast tomorrow, back on Wednesday. You know what's going to be brought out? But one thing about it, if you stand back and you apply what you heard read, then you recognize that when you catch somebody always down, still trying to get back on their feet, understand one thing. Listen, bro. Listen, so you got the devil in you. We got to figure out how to get this devil out of you. That's what's holding you back. We're going to find out for a minute from Brother T. But come on back and read what it says in the regular book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 4, verse 9, says 1. Listen to this right here.
The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 4, verse 9. Verse 9 reads, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor.
Yeah. Not that old saying, I could do bad by myself. You see, that's a cliche come from saving the devil. Two is better than one. Two is better than one. Because if one fall, I'm reaching for death. But he don't be like, oh, but it's God's boy. He fell down and she said, God, dog, you down there. But see, y'all want to reveal something to him now. He's up here and make the right move. All right, let's go back to Brother T is right now. That's good enough. Go back, Brother T. Now, I'm going to be quiet and get this out the way.
Okay, back to Nicodemus.
Yes, sir. Yeah, you read a whole lot of good stuff. I'm about to be quiet now for time's sake. Come on.
I'm at Book of Nicodemus, chapter 15. Okay, I'm at verse 4 now.
Okay.
Nicodemus, chapter 15, verse 4. To this, the prince of hell replied to Satan, Who is that so powerful prince, and yet a man is so afraid of death? Verse 5. For all the potentates of the earth are subject to my power, whom you brought to subject by your power. Verse 6. But if it be so powerful in this human nature, I am affirmed to you for truth, that he is almighty in his divine nature, and no man can resist his power. Verse 7. But therefore he said, be was afraid of death. He designed and ensnared you, and unhappy it will be to you for an everlasting age. Verse 8. Then Satan replied, said to the prince of hell, why did you express a doubt and was afraid to receive that Yahweh, the son of Nazareth, both by your adversary and mine. Verse 9. As for me, I tempted him and stirred up my old people, the Yada, with his zeal and anger against him. Verse 10. I sharpened the spear for suffering. I mixed the gall and vinegar and commanded that he should drink it. I prepared the tree to crucify him, and the nails, and to pierce through either hands and feet. And now his death is near at hand. I will bring him hither, such as both to you and me. Verse 11. Then the prince of hell answered and said, you said to me just now that he took away the dead from me by force. Verse 12. They who have been kept there until they should live again upon earth were taken away hence, not by their own power, but by the prayers made to Yahweh, and the Almighty Yahweh took them from me. Verse 13. Who did is that, Yahweh the son of Nazareth, that by his word have taken away the dead from me without prayer to Yahweh? Verse 14, perhaps it is the same who took away from me Lazarus after he had been 4 days dead. And both stake was rotten in whom I had possession as a dead person, yet he brought him to life again by his power. Verse 15, same answer applies to the prince of hell. It is very same reason. It is the very same person, Yahweh the son of Nazareth. Verse 16, which when the prince of hell heard, he said to him, I am assured you by the powers which belong to you and me that you bring him not to me. 17. For when I heard of your power of his word, I trembled for fear, and all my emperor's company were at the same time disturbed. Verse 18, and we are not able to detain Lazarus, but he gave himself a shake, and with all the signs of malice, he immediately went away from us, and in the very earth in which the dead body of Lazarus was lodged, presently turned him out alive. Verse 19, and I know now that he is Almighty Yahweh, who can perform such things, who is mighty in his dominion, and mighty in his own human nature, who is the Savior of mankind. Verse 20, bring not therefore this person prison, for he was set at freedom. All those who had held prison under unbelief and bound with fetters of their sins, and will conduct them to the everlasting life.
Read verse 20 again.
Book of Nicodemus, chapter 15, verse 20. Bring not therefore this person here, for he was set at freedom. All those whom I hold in prison under unbelief and bound with fetters for their sins, and will conduct them to everlasting life.
You mean Satan is when you have that unbelieving spirit, that is a spirit that belongs to Satan. When you got a doubting spirit, read verse 20 again. This is what he just said in verse 20. So now you got to examine yourself. When you got a unbelieving spirit, do you hear the man just said? Yeah, he ain't talking to no more than his captain of the host. He said, now I have a position that I put on the table. And you remember Yahweh healed them that had belief. But Satan just said he is the what in verse 20? Look what he said he is in verse 20.
The book of Nicodemus, chapter 15, verse 20. Bring not therefore this person here, for he was set at freedom, all those whom I hold in prison under unbelief, and bound with fetters for their sins, and will conduct them to everlasting life.
I guess so. So when you got the unbelieving spirit in you, so you now are gay, you got the devil in you. If you think you can get by this thing by the way you up in that one-eyed state and everything that's going on, that's an unbelieving spirit on you. So now you know what spirit that is. The devil. There's a devil. Satan said, I am the captain of the unbelief. That's my role. So when you doubt what you hear, and you got an unbelieving spirit, that's the devil on you again. Let's read verse 13, 14, and the closing statement of Bob King is reckoning. 13, 14, the closing statement. Come back to 13, 14. And give me a closing statement.
The book of Nicodemus, chapter 15, verse 13 and 14. Within is that, Yahweh the son of Nazareth, that by his word have taken away the dead from me without prayer to Yahweh. Verse 14, perhaps it is the same who took away from me Lazarus after he had been 4 days dead, and both. And did both stink and was rotten, of whom I had possession as a dead person. Yet he brought him to life again by his power.
What Satan said in verse 14 again? This is what Satan said. Now, Satan just told you something. You know that you got a word called, I can't think of that word now. I'm not going to try to. It's like when you leave something out the refrigerator a long time and you miss out, leave it out. And some setting you call, I ain't even say it, because I get more calls on by trying to say the word, so I ain't even say it, but you know what he's saying. But look what he just said here in that verse 14. Listen real carefully what Satan told, how he operates. So if any of this on you, understand it's the devil on you in verse 14. Let him tell you exactly what makes him to know who got you down. Verse 14.
The book of Nicodemus, chapter 15, verse 14. Perhaps it is the same who took away from me Lazarus after he had been 4 days dead and did both speak and was rotten, of whom I had possession as a dead person. Yet he brought him to life again by his power.
I guess so. So there is a death. You see all that in that 13 and 14? That's what Satan is the captain of. So this death thing, you know, and all that, that's all about, you know, all that moaning and groaning. See, I can tell those that, you know, got some flowers for them. See, bring it to me now. You know, tell me something good now. When it's all over, it's all over. Because now, once you shut down, you're in the hand of faith. You see that? I don't care how good you are. Once you shut them down, you're in the hand of faith. But Yahweh told you plainly, when you shut them down, you no longer belong to me. That's Satan's problem, shutting you down. My problem is to give you light. I don't give you the darkness. So you know, that's why I tell you, see, right? You got to treat this man like every time you go on the network, every time you wake up, you treat like your last, so you never know. It might be your last. See? And how Yahweh find you, that's going to be up to you. If he find you somewhere, don't understand the protocol that he got written in his Bible, and you going up, come up another way, it's going to cost you. Like you said, I had last week. I had him stanky, wrapped all up. I had him in my possession, dead the way I, because that's what I work with. But this man spoke a word and told, and laid, and Lazarus done a shake and a quiver and came up out of there. That's the power of your mighty one. He can let you die until you get back up. And you don't want to hear nothing this man got to say? Satan came to override this man. But we'll leave that like it is. Well, T. Israel, I was listening to your part now. So you should have plenty to work with next time you stretch out and get that name right and all that good stuff, whenever, you know, and all that good stuff. So you're on point for our T. Israel. You make the old seer happy. What's your closing statement is? You're on the clock. Come on.
Yes, sir. All right. Going to Colossians real quick. Book of Colossians. Colossians, chapter 2, verse 3. Colossians chapter 2, verse 2 and 3. That their minds might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, and to the acknowledgement of the mysteries of Yahweh the Father and Yahweh the Son. Verse 3, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
That's one of the teachers out of Camp One, Brother T. Israel. That was excellent. I like that. That's all I can tell you. Don't see it like that. I like when you understand and know how to bring it out, because one thing about it, that's the sign. That's the sign, see, right? You got the other thing down pat. And you got, and when you call on the clock, you got to recognize with somebody confused and unbelief, that's number the devil. Yeah, but I don't believe this, I don't believe that. Okay, good. Well, you know what the Bible said about that, that makes the devil. What? Not what it makes. See? That's why you got to be able to watch everybody from the pages of the book. Now, Brother Micaiah Israel. Let's run back to 1 Maccabees chapter 3, verse 43. That's why you got to be able to watch whatever the subject matter is from the page of the book. He'll give it to you. And now you just found out one thing. Satan said, I am the Yahweh over unbelief. So anytime you got an unbelieving spirit around you and all that, understand we just got through a reading out of Maccabees, I mean, Nicodemus chapter, whatever that was, 15 verse 20. So if you got an unbeliever spirit on you, it's already, Satan already identified it. He said, I am the Yahweh over that spirit. An unbelieving spirit, that's my job. When you think you come up another way, that's Satan working on you. With that unbelieving spirit, that's Satan on you. Where you find that at? In the 15th chapter, verse 20 of Nicodemus. And remember, Nicodemus had been cleaned up to do that, said what he said. But Yahweh made a profound statement to him. Matter of fact, what did he say to him anyway, Brother Micaiah? What did Yahweh say to him? See, you just can't step in this role over here and because you say in Luke 12:12. But Yahweh, you know, he said, okay, you Luke 12:12, huh? Now, in the third chapter, Brother Micaiah, of the book of Nicodemus, I mean, St. John, let's see if we find out something that's going on, but we can be clear that when Nicodemus wrote what he wrote in his book, let's see where he get his schooling from. Let's look at the third chapter, 1 through 4. Then we'll get warmed up at 1 through 4. St. John, chapter 3. 1, 2, 3, 4 says what?
The book of St. John, chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. Verse 1 reads, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of Yahweh-polluted word Judah. Same came to Yahweh the Son by night and said unto him, teacher, we know that you are a teacher come from Yahweh. For no man can do these miracles that you do, except Yahweh be with him. Verse 3, Yahweh the Son answered and said unto him, truly, truly, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of Yahweh. Verse 4.
So you got to be born again. He said you got to be born again. Because you see, otherwise, and what that means, now, what the sign you've been born again? 2 Corinthians 5:17. Let's see how you got to be born again. Born again in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Let's see how you be born again. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says what?
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Verse 17 says, therefore, if any man be in Yahweh the Son, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things come new.
You see that? When you got the Yahweh in you, old things is passed away. You'll recognize what he's saying, and you'll make adjustment according to that book, and you will not have a Satan mentality, and Satan is the Yahweh of unbelief. That unbelief would not rest with you. It wouldn't rest with you. Because he said in Sirach 15, verse 20, what did he say? Sirach 15, verse 20?
The book of Sirach, chapter 15, verse 20. Verse 20 reads. The book of Sirach, chapter 15, verse 20. Verse 20 reads. He hath commanded no man to do wicked, neither hath he given any man license to sin.
So he ain't gave no man or woman a trip down being wicked or to sin. Because the reason why he didn't give you no license to sin, he said, if you sin against me, let's go read that first Maccabees 3. 43 in the closing statement. We'll take it a little bit later. Might come back on the Wednesday. He said, I ain't giving you no license to sin to be wicked. That ain't on me. You left me. You work with Satan the devil working with you. When you sin against Yahweh, when you wicked, that is the works of Satan the devil. That's all that is. That's the unbelief. Unbelief. And he told you plainly, and first book of Nicodemus 15:20, he said, I'm the Yahweh of unbelief. I take him all the way to the grave with that unbelieving spirit. See? Now, he said he did. And Nicodemus cleaned up to tell you that. But we're going to leave that like it is because time is at an essence, and the best part of the broadcast, we ain't got to it yet. So let's look at that Maccabees 3:43 and close saying that Brother Micaiah, and we'll catch you again Wednesday night. Excellent on your part there. I like what I'm seeing. I like what I'm hearing. First Maccabees 3:43 says what?
First Maccabees chapter 3, verse 43. Verse 43 reads, they said one to another, let us restore the decayed estate of our people, and let us fight for our people in the temple.
Ain't that something? And that's what we're trying to do. Restore this unbelief and put some belief into our people. That's why we call this network. And letting you know what this Bible says. Let's take a look at this Bible, but in order. Let's restore this people. Sitting on the camp. Let's extol this people. Let them know. If you're thumbing all around with unbelief and all walking around and always down sick and always got a problem, got to see Dr. Cook, that's the devil on you. Not a bite. Take 49, I'll tell you that. You put 48 and 49 together, you say, my. That must be voices of a true Israelite trying to tell me something. Brother Micaiah, until we reach Wednesday night, y'all got to happen. Close the statement, you on the clock, come on.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Thank you, Yahuwah, for another blessed day to hear his word. Thank you, Yahuwah, for my beautiful wife and lovely daughters. Thank you, Yahuwah, for giving us the fear to bring his word. I also want to thank Yahuwah for our elders and our mothers. I want to read the book of Psalms and Yahuwah for our teachers as well in the 6th Northern Council of Israel. I want to read Psalms, chapter verse 1. Yahuwah, who shall abide in a temple? Who shall dwell in your righteous hill? 2, he that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his mind. Verse 3, he that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. Verse 4, in whose eyes a veiled person is contained, but he honored them that fear Yahuwah, he that swears to his own hurt and changes not. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Excellent. That's them up-and-coming teachers coming out of Camp 1. And you know that makes the OC happy. Because one thing about it, the more they excel, it just says Yahuwah, the more Yahuwah says, you see, that's what I'm talking about. They gotta be able to go on the drop of a hat. And they can't have none what you call an unbelieving spirit. Unbelieving spirit. Always a doubting, backbiting, a murmuring spirit. Satan, I told you, that spirit belongs to him. In Nicodemus chapter 15, verse 20, he said, you are unbelieving, a backbiting, a murmuring, complainer, that belongs to me. In Nicodemus 15, verse 20. So if you see that spirit got you down, hurry up and get you one of them sitting on the camp and make you a move where they can correct you and show you exactly what you need to do to get Satan off of you. Got it? Correct. All right, excellent. So now we're going to find our elder and get his closing statement. Then we're going to bring the best part of the broadcast in. It's coming up. Remember, the best part of the broadcast is you ain't even heard it yet until the mothers get on the network. And the mothers coming up shortly. After they find out our elder and bring him in, you know, we'll bring his broadcast, whatever he want to close up with. Elder Mr. Tibbs, you on the clock for your closing statement. The world is listening. Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel. And thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And I was just sitting back, laying up, listening, because everything you said was definitely falling into place, especially that verse about Nicodemus. You know, a lot of people really don't look at the Bible scriptures. As I said before in the earlier broadcast, they look at what's said out there on the street. You know, what does it tell us in the book of Romans, chapter 1, verses 30 to 32? Let's see what that says about all this discontent and hatred. Verse number 30 says, backbiters, haters of Yahuwah, despiteful, proud boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. 31, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, impeccable, unmerciful. 32, who knowing the judgment of Yahuwah, that they commit such things are worthy of death, do only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Well, we know why they do evil, because they like it. And we try to speak against that, because that's not the way to righteousness. We know that gateway is very narrow to the thing of righteousness. That's why we all came to hear things that most of us can hear and some listening can never understand. This is why we try to make all that misunderstanding very possible. So we welcome and thank all of you for attending our live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry to learn Yahuwah's word that's open to you live, as always, with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible, learning how to connect Yahuwah's books, your health, and foods you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. We do all this because you have not. This is the information you came to seek. And you found that now in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yadav, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days we're open are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, not having a class on Tuesday, as we mentioned earlier, unless we have a special event or a high day. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday, starting at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and the online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine. Right on that search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just on this big line, you're going to see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings and doing so. Remember what it tells all of us who reads the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and also the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, live. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. The calendar will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Just click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into the live online broadcast. Also, we're using a few numbers that the listening members can call. The first one is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone of Six Anointed Camps of Yahuwah's Ministry. Also, by calling the same number, you can order what we have known as our 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD, any particular 12 programs of your choice. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of today's program, you can always listen to that at 9:15 today, except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, enter three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites. Just choose the program that you're late logging into or any previous day at that point that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal Blog Talk broadcasts, we're also simultaneously transmitting our program on Pal Talk. On Pal Talk, we're listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites. You find this is where Yahuwah's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any questions about the discussed topics will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Sir Israel, Riding Shotgun. At this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. So that we may get back to our teaching and let the teaching continue, we will pass our program back over to our Sir Israel and let the best part of our program begin. Hallelujah,
Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. You know, you're absolutely right. You know, we just come and do our part and thus says Yahuwah, but we got a featuring part. It's the best part of this broadcast when you get a chance to hear from the mothers. And these mothers have a spirit that you only to know to be around or you hear. Same spirit, same way. Ever since I know these mothers, same spirit, same way. Here's about one thing, wise bitch. So, we're going to bring the mothers in, and the mothers going to tell you something. Whatever the Almighty put on them, you can have ears to hear, and to your advantage to listen, and then to leave when the mothers come in the broadcast. And this is the best part of the broadcast right now. That part of the broadcast is coming up right now when we go find Moses and say, when you meet the Moses out of camp one. I know it's Moses in 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And now we're dealing with camp one. Mother Z, tribe of Yahda Judah. Yahuwah be to that, Mother Z.
Yahuwah bless and take you, see Israel, or royal be. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah. Well, we know you heard a lot from the nice broadcast, and that's a good thing. But one thing about it, you mean business in Yahuwah, and so do other mothers, and so do old seer too. But whatever you heard, you want to comment on that, or whatever Yahuwah will put on you to put to this national audience, take your time. I'm all ears. You're on the clock. Come up.
I would like to read for the national audience tonight, in the book of Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, the 19th chapter. I'm going to start reading at the 7th verse, and then I'm going to go over into Acts, the 10th chapter. And 2 Chronicles, chapter 19, verse 7 reads, "Wherefore now let the fear of the Yahuwah be upon you. Take heed and do it, for there is no sin with the Yahuwah, Abba Yahuwah, neither respect of person, neither take of gifts." And I'm going to go to Acts, the 10th chapter, and I'm going to read the 28th verse, and the 28th verse reads, Acts the 10th chapter, the 28th verse, 28 to 34 and 35, verse 28. "And he said unto them, ye know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man or woman that is Yahda Judah to keep company or come unto one of another nation, but Yahuwah has shown me that I should not call any man or woman common or unclean." And I'm going to Acts the 10th chapter, verse 34 and 35, verse 34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth, I perceive that Yahuwah is no respect of person." Verse 35. But in every nation, he that feareth him And work righteousness is accounted with him. And I'm going to read what the 28:14 reads too, because this is talking about, when Peter was talking about the uncleanness, but Peter, verse Acts 10:14, and Peter said, I'm just going to start at verse 14. But Peter said, not so, Yahuwah, for I have neither ate anything that is common or unclean. 15. And the boy spoke unto him again the second time. When Yahuwah had cleaned them, called not that common. And I'm going to stop right here. And I just like to say, I read that because in my understanding of that, I might be wrong, that Yahuwah have no respect of a person. I'm not saying that Yahuwah don't have no respect of a people, but I'm saying of a person. To my understanding, that is just one individual. And I would just like to say, hallelujah, Yahuwah. I would just like to tell that to the national audience. I don't know. I might not got that just right, but I'm gonna say hallelujah, Yahuwah, hallelujah, Yahuwah, hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah! Wow, that's excellent. But see, that was excellent to put on the table there, mother. But in the same token, that's what you do. When you don't, when something that you don't know, you table it, say, okay, I'll tell you one, I'll come back with you now. See, when you got the support system in place, well, the elder's job is to know the answer to that according to what we can read. That's one thing about it. You know how to get the number one answer to that question, no doubt about it. And that's the game changer. And that's what happens to the world. They thumbing around trying to figure out what to do. Don't know what to do, how to do it. And they got an up-and-coming ministry coming out of 1 Corinthians 4, verse 9, that come behind all of the ministries on the planet Earth and correcting everything that needs to be corrected. And the world is catching on. If we want an answer, a biblical answer, we must find the fixed anointed council called Voices of the Truest Life. That's why I like what I see and the teachers is coming up out of Camp 1. They on the right track. And our job is to make sure we steer them on the right track. Let that Bible dictate the book with the right spirit. All right, that was excellent, Mother Z. We'll catch you Wednesday for some more. Now we're going to look for Mother E. And one thing about it, I said name after Moses. Moses got the same spirit. And one thing about it, they know to find the answer. They know what to do. And that's the key. And once the world understands that, you got to answer. You got a minister to tell you what the book is saying. Why don't you accept what the book's saying once you hear it? So we meet the Moses out of Camp 1, Mother E, with a loud voice. You say, Mother E, tribe of Yahdah, Judah. Yahweh be to that Mother E.
Yahweh bless you still, Israel. Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Well, I know you heard a lot of things, and whatever on your mind, that's good, too, because that's just the best part of the broadcast. So, whatever, and I'd like to spare you, you get in where you fit in at, whatever I'm needed at, I'm ready to go. And that's the spirit we're talking about right there. That's the spirit that leads by example. Wherever I'm needed at, I'm ready to go. Mother E, what you got to tell this national audience? You on the clock, come on.
I want to read a little bit about Moses before he turned everything over to Yeshua. and I'm going to start at verse 1, Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 1. And Moses went up from the plain of Moab unto the mountain of Nebo, to the top of Pisgah, I guess I'm saying that. This is over against Jericho, and the Yahweh showed him all the men of Gilead unto Dan, and all Naphtali, and the land of Ephraim, and Manasseh, and all the men of Yahweh Judah unto the utmost sea, and the south, and the plain of the valley of Jericho, the city of plain trees unto Zorah. Verse 4. And the Yahweh said unto him, this is the man which I swear unto Abraham, unto Isaac, and unto Jacob, saying, I will give it unto thy seed. I have caused thee to see it with thine eyes, but thou shalt not go over thither. Verse 9, Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hand upon him, and the children of Israel hearkened unto him, and did as the Yahweh commanded Moses. So this is saying that Yahweh showed Moses all what the children of Israel, he showed Moses all about the children of Israel, but he told Moses he wouldn't be able to go over. But he showed Moses the land where they would go. And he told Moses to put the spirit of wisdom on Joshua. So this is what Moses did. But Moses was able to see the land before, where the children of Israel were going before his death. And Moses was 100, the seventh verse said, and Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eyes was not dim, and his natural face today. So Yahweh had blessed Moses, and Moses was Moses could see. It said his eyes wasn't dim, so Moses had his natural look. He wasn't blind. And I want to read a couple of verses in the book of Nicodemus. It's just a couple of verses I want to read here in chapter 16. And start at verse 1. It said, and while Satan and the prince of hell were discussing thus to each other on a sudden, there was a voice as of thunder, and the rushing of wind said, lift up your gate, O ye prince, and be ye lifted up, O everlasting gate, and the King of glory shall come in. The King of righteousness shall come in. When the prince of hell
heard this, he said to Satan, depart from me and be gone out of my habitation. If thou art a powerful warrior, fight with the King of Honor. But what have thou to do with him? And he cast him forth from his habitation. So this is telling me that the prince of hell was disgusted this to the other on day. Suddenly, there was a voice of thunder. He was talking to the prince of hell and Satan. Satan was talking to the prince of hell. And Satan told the prince of hell to depart from him because Satan didn't have nothing to do with the King of Honor. The King of Honor was Yahweh's son. So Satan didn't have nothing to do with him because all that he unkilled, what he was reading, all that he done killed and all that he done made sick, that the King, Yahweh's son, had done healed them and had done brought them back, raised them from the dead, and then I read that the saints were praying, and when the saints get together and get on one accord, things will happen. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah,
That's right. That's right, Mother E. That's right. You listen. You couldn't have said it no plainer. When the saints get together and they have one mind and understand one thing, when you have all them of doubting spirits on you, that's because Satan got a hold of you. Because Satan just told his captain of death, of hell, he said, look here. I got a bunch of them in 15:20 up on the unbelief. I believe this, and I don't believe that. I believe that part, I don't believe that part. So you see, you got that unbelief spirit on you. Now, according to Nicodemus, that was cleaned up by Yahweh the Son, that's a spirit of Satan on you. What do you find in 15:20? When you don't believe what you're seeing, the system on it counts is really, it's setting the trend all over the world. All over the world has come from the system on it counts. And you don't see it. I can't see it. I know you can't see it because you got the devil on you. Want the devil off you? But only get the devil off you. You have to present yourself in the system on the count. And they got to see the progress in you and remove that unbelief in you. Do he continue to plague you? And who plaguing you is Satan the devil. And that's just the way it is. So we go and find Mother D of Israel, but we know she be listening. And Mother D of Israel is a great note taker. And you know what? She'll say something too. But with the same spirit every time. So when you meet the mothers out of camp one with a loud voice, you say, Mother D, L, Israel, tribe of Yahweh Judah. Yahweh bless you, see right.
Yahweh bless you, see Israel of Seroy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. You know, we stood around, we said, well, we knew these days was coming. And we said years ago, we knew they was coming. And that's why you see these young teachers springing up now. Mother D.F. Israel, you see it, I see it. They springing up. And our job is to do one thing, make sure we guide them according to the scripture. And that's what we're going to do. Brother D.F. Israel, whatever you heard today is on you, and whatever you got to put on tape is on you. But I'll tell you one thing, the world listens, so am I. You on the clock, come on.
All right, I just want to go and read one verse in Wisdom of Solomon and verse chapter 16, verses 26. Food for thought. That your children, O Yahuwah, whom thou lovest, might know that it is not the growing of fruits that nourish man or woman, is your word which preserve them that putteth their trust in you. Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua.
Call it verse again now, mother.
Wisdom of Solomon. The Wisdom mm-hmm. of Solomon, chapter 16, verse 26.
Mm-hmm. What did it say in verse 12?
Verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
16:12.
Mm-hmm.
For it was neither herbs nor mortified plaster that restored them to health, but your word, O Yahuwah, which healeth all things.
Hmm. What it says in 107 verse 20? Oh, Psalms.
The Psalms.
What it says in 107 verse 20 of Psalms.
Okay. Psalms 107 verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction.
Mm. So that's how it happened, huh? So this was Satan and was, and his host was talking about, we can kill a man or woman, but if Yahweh can alteration that. They said, we had Lazarus wrapped up, stanky, stressed out. They were loving every minute of it. Then Yahuwah just told Lazarus, hey, come up out of here, Lazarus. So you see, the power of the Almighty, and we have a problem of hearing what a man's saying. You can be in Adam when you do find the sin, the ones who sin. You know, Adam, you know, you got more life than it called the cat. Yeah, I can read. Well, you died. You killed yourself 7-8 times, but Yahuwah, they woke you right on back up. So,
mm-hmm.
if a person got this kind of power, according to Satan, too, you mean you don't want to hear and do what this man got to say that called the heaven again? This man tell you about it. Keep the Sabbath day. Sabbath day was for you. Fringes, feast days, get the right spirit on you. With all this power, and you still got unbelief on you, you just found out. Satan told you, I'm the Yahuwah over unbelief. So you got the devil on you. It's up to you. Can't figure out how to get it off you. And always get the spirit or the devil off you, you got to find out. You got to come to anointed leadership and say, well, listen, you got to come clean. So I got the devil on me. How do I get the devil off you? But you got to come clean to recognize you got the devil on you. When you got a confused spirit, that's the devil on you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mother, we got time for maybe one verse. And, we'll get a second close, and then I'll get one verse out the way. What it says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 3, 4, and 5. 1 John, right side of the book, chapter 5. 1 John 5, 3, 4, and 5, and then get another closing statement. I'll accept that. We get one verse in there. 1 John, right side of the book, chapter 5. Verse 3 and 4 and 5 and a second closing statement come up.
First John chapter 3.
We'll make it chapter 5. We'll make it chapter 5. First John 5. Verse 3, 4,
First
and 5.
John, First John chapter 5, verses 3, 4, and 5. verse 3. For this is the love of Yahweh, that we keep his Torah instructions, and his Torah instructions are not grievous. Verse 4. For whosoever is born of Yahweh overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcome the world, even our Father. Verse 5. Who is he that overcome the world, but he that believes that Yahweh the Son is the Son of Yahweh the Father?
Read verse 3 again, the closing thing.
First John chapter 5, verse 3. For this is the love of Yahweh, that we keep his Torah instructions, and his Torah instructions are not greedy.
So, Mother E, what is the love of Yahweh?
Keeping the Torah instructions.
Oh, all right. Closing statement. We'll catch your wings tonight. What do you got to say behind that? Come on. So if you got the love of Yahweh, automatically you're keeping Torah instructions. So don't say, I know I love him and he loved me. No, it don't work like that. Not according to the Bible. He said, this is love.
Mm-hmm.
You're keeping the 45 books.
Mm-hmm.
So that's love. So you don't have the love of Yahweh if you're not keeping the 45 books. But you close things behind that. Come.
Well, just thanking and praising Yahweh for this class. And thanking and praising Yahweh for the seer. And thanking and praising Yahweh that he able me to be able to listen to the class. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Excellent. That's Mother E coming out of Camp 1. Now, Mother G of Israel. So now when you hear him say, I love me so much, the Almighty One. Well, all the way that he going to love you back, you got to make sure you're doing what he tells you to do. So in 1 John chapter 2 there, Mother, D up Israel. Let's see, he's still talking to John. He said, John, I ain't still talking to you, beloved. 1 John chapter 2, verse 3, down to verse 8. Let's see what he says that we can read. 1 John, right side of the book, chapter 2, 3, down to verse 8. Mother, D up Israel, come on.
1 John chapter 2, verses 3 to 8, verse 3. And whereby we do know that we know him if we keep his Torah instruction. Verse 4. He that said, I know him and keepeth not his Torah instruction is a liar, and the truth is not in them. Verse 5. But whosoever keepeth his word in them truly is the love of Yahweh. Perfect. Whereby know we that we are in him. Verse 6. He that says he abides in him ought to himself also so to walk even as he walked. 7. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which you have heard from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning. Verse 8. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which things is true in him or her and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shining.
What is he writing in the beginning, Mother, we can read? In 2, 1, 2, and 3. In Genesis, he said, I ain't writing nothing new to you. I'm writing on for you that you is already in the beginning. What's in the beginning that we can read in Genesis chapter 2, 1, 2, and 3? What is he talking about? He said, I ain't writing nothing new to you. There ain't no such thing as no New Testament anybody. He said, what I'm writing to you is this son is already, you can go back and read it for yourself. And Genesis 2, 1, 2, and 3 says what?
Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 and 3. Verse 1. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. Verse 2. And on the seventh day, Yahweh ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his works, which he had made. Verse 3. And Yahweh blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his works, which Yahweh created and made.
Verse 4.
These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created in the day that Yahweh made the earth and the heavens.
Mm-hmm. And what Yahweh did all that, this ain't right, nothing new to Ephesians 3:9. And what Yahweh did all this right here, you mean he going to do all this stuff and bless the seventh day, which when the sun go down on Friday to the sun go down on Saturday. And then now you going to sit there and take that for granted and act like you don't pay it no never mind? You're going to lose. I'm telling you now, you're going to lose. You don't know when your time is, according to 7 verse 6. You're going to lose. If he blessed one day and told John to tell him in the book, I ain't wrote nothing new. You go back and look at exactly what I'm saying in the beginning. And we just read the beginning. And who said that in 3 verse 9 of Ephesians? Who said that? 3:9.
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 9. And to make all men and women see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in Yahweh the Father, who created all things by Yahweh the Son.
So that's Yahweh the Son is telling you about keep the Sabbath day. Yes, Yahweh the Son is telling you that. Do you know what he's saying? And the verse when you go to 12:46-48 of St. John, do you know what he's saying? Look what he's saying. Look what Yahweh the Son is saying in the 12th chapter of St. John, verse 46 down to verse 48.
St. John
12:46-48. This is what he's saying.
St. John chapter 12, verses 46 to 48.
Yes, ma'am.
St. John chapter 12, verse 46. I am come a light unto the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. 47. And if any man or woman hears my word and believes not, I judge him or her not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. 48.
Mm-hmm.
48. He that reject me and receiveth not my words have one that judges him or her. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him or her in the last day.
You know what I'm saying? He's saying now, what's going to judge you is what I put on the table in the last day. I'm going to ask you about the Sabbath day.
Mm-hmm.
You will say, I'm going to ask you about them fringes. You will say, I'm going to ask you about them feast days. You're going to say. And I'm also going to ask you something in a closing statement in Malachi chapter 3, verse number 7, down to 12 in the closing statement. He said, I'm going to ask you something. I catch you Wednesday night. Oh, I'm going to ask you something. Did you do what the Bible prescribed you to do? Did you do it? Look what he says in 3, verse 7 to 12 in the closing statement in Malachi.
Malachi chapter 3,
verse 7 and 12. Yeah, 7 down to verse 12. My total statement, I think all of everybody wins tonight.
Malachi chapter 3, verse 7 to 12. Even from the days of your father, you are gone away from my ordinance and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, says Yahweh of hosts. But you say, wherein shall we return? Verse 8. Will a man or woman rob Yahweh? Yea, you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed you? In tithes and in offering. Verse 9. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Verse 10. Bring you all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my temple, and prove me now wherewith, says Yahweh of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Verse 11, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says Yahweh of hosts. Verse 12, and all the nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, says Yahweh of hosts.
What do you say in Titus 1, verse 2? Titus 1, verse 2.
The 1, verse 2. In hope of eternal life, which Yahweh that cannot lie, promised before the world began.
Well, you say ain't lying about anything. He's telling you the way. This is the way. Mother, take your time. You got the last word. And WCC say, you got the last word. So you got the last word. Come on.
John chapter 5, verses 18. Wait, chapter 17 to 18. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin, not unto death. Verse 18, we know that whosoever is born of Yahweh sinneth not, but he that is begotten of Yahweh keepeth themselves, and that wicked one touch them not. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Excellent. Look at WCC said. See, you can keep talking. No, I won't talk no more. I talk Wednesday. So, can you see right? The last word I've been saying, do the Bible before it's too late. Examine yourself.